All right, let's see what other stories are happening out there.
What's trending now?
Add them on Facebook.
Let the tweeting begin. The hashtag does that.
News and views from Belf's News Gallery.
Disney has ousted its CEO, Bob Chapek, after a rocky year that he's had. They've actually reinstated his predecessor, Bob Iger. This was announced yesterday. And they said that, again, their CEO, Bob Chapek, had stepped down from his position, and Iger will serve as CEO. And they thanked him for his service to Disney over his career, including the challenges of navigating the company through the unprecedented pandemic, they said. So Iger is back at Disney. Also, do you see that House Republican leader Kevin McCarthy said Sunday that if he's elected speaker, that he will jettison Democratic Representatives Adam Schiff, Eric Swalwell, and Ilhan Omar from their congressional committees based on their past conduct? McCarthy told Maria Bartiromo that he'll make good on his promise to boot the three Democrats. Said Swalwell is an inappropriate choice for House intelligence because of his prior relationship with a suspected Chinese spy. And he said, you know, one thing I said from the very beginning, Eric Swalwell cannot get a security clearance in the public sector. Why would we ever give him a security clearance and the secrets to America? So I will not allow him to be on Intel. And he also said of Adam Schiff, he said, Schiff's, if indeed McCarthy is able to move on these, seriously, will you shed any tears if any of these three cannot remain on their committees? He said that Adam Schiff's advocacy of the now discredited Steele dossier and Omar's criticism of Israel disqualifies them from serving on intelligence and foreign affairs committees. He said, you have Adam Schiff, who lied to the American public time and again. We will not allow him to be on the Intel committee either, he said. Look at Congresswoman Omar, her anti-Semitic comments that have gone forward. We're not going to allow her to be on foreign affairs, he says. So, and then you look at the response, Adam Schiff. And you hear what his response? He said, he will do whatever Marjorie Taylor Greene wants him to do. What? Talking about Representative Marjorie Taylor Greene. So that's what McCarthy is doing. He'll do whatever Marjorie Taylor Greene wants him to do. And I'm like, you know, that's kind of typical of the nonsense that Adam Schiff comes pouring out of his mouth every time he opens it. It's just absolutely incredible. Also, a story that's trending this morning about an off-duty Vermont sheriff's deputy that was shot by police in Saratoga Springs after exchanging fire with a group of men early yesterday. The deputy was shot multiple times after he ignored officers' demands to drop his gun. That was according to police and the local mayor. They held a news conference to discuss this. Sarasota Springs police said this started as a heated argument around 3 a.m. The deputy was allegedly slammed into a parked vehicle, pushed to the ground by three people at the corner of Broadway and Carolyn Street. He brandished a firearm as he brushed himself off and exchanged shots with another man in the group who was also armed. The two fired between 7 to 8 shots at one another, according to police. That's when nearby officers heard the gunshots. They came to the scene, saw the deputy holding the gun. They ordered him repeatedly to drop his weapon. He refused to let go of his gun, and police opened fire. And the Saratoga Springs Public Safety Commissioner said, by my count, there are at least 8 separate, clear, unequivocal commands to put the gun down and get on the ground. They are all ignored. So he suffered 10 bullet wounds. The police said it was unclear if he had been shot 10 times, since the injuries included both entry and exit wounds. So officers fired at least 11 times in the wake of this. This was an off-duty Vermont sheriff's deputy shot by police in Saratoga Springs early yesterday morning. This is one of those stories, honestly, where I'm kind of been way out of my depth as to how much have you followed like cryptocurrency and what's going on with these executives now that the Elizabeth Holmes, Sam Bankman-Fried were two people whose names are tied to this scandal. And I mentioned this on Friday. For those who watch my social media show, we were getting news about this on Friday morning, and we didn't talk about it on the show, but I talked about it on my social media show briefly. And it's one of those things, if you understand what's going on here, you're light years ahead of me. That what they were involved in, and now there's more news as we move forward. The top regulatory officer at this fallen crypto exchange, FTX is the name of it, FTX. So it was a crypto exchange, cryptocurrency exchange. The top regulatory officer once served as an attorney for a company that was embroiled in an online poker cheating scandal more than 10 years ago. Was caught on tape allegedly aiding the perpetrators of the fraud, according to reports. You start diving into this and you find that people who were involved with this FTX were involved in all manner of improprieties and illegal things and just absolutely, absolutely incredible. And I think we're just beginning to understand the depth of that. So this was tied to, and this man was an attorney for Ultimate Bet. And their collapse is considered one of the largest online gambling scandals in history, at least at the time that it occurred. So in the scheme, which reportedly claimed actor Ben Affleck among its victims, employees between 2005 and 2008 were accused of using a software exploit dubbed God Mode to bilk players out of anywhere between $20 million and upwards of $50 million. So Friedberg, who had resigned from FTX company earlier this month as it filed for bankruptcy, he now appears to have scrubbed his LinkedIn account, which displays the message, "This page doesn't exist." I mean, this whole thing is, it's really going to take some heavy lifting, I think, to get to the bottom of what was going on with FTX. Also, former President Donald Trump took to his social media platform, Truth Social, to share his opinion on midterm elections and President Joe Biden. This is a story from Newsmax.com this morning. Trump on Truth Social said our country has never seen a weaponized Justice Department and FBI like they are witnessing right now. They're doing everything they can, much of it unlawful, to protect an incompetent and corrupt president and his drug-addicted criminal son. The system is tainted and rigged, just like our elections are tainted and rigged, and just like our border is for sale to the highest bidder, open and a disgrace to humanity. In the meantime, our country is failing at a level never seen before. So Trump shared those comments on Truth Social, and as I mentioned to you earlier this morning, also big news about Donald Trump's Twitter account being reinstored. Trump, however, has not tweeted anything on Twitter. Despite the meltdown, he's not been on Twitter, and he's saying that he will not return. So there are a lot of questions as to whether or not Donald Trump will return to Twitter. We'll have to wait and see. He said that he's been happy with the engagement that he's getting on Truth Social, and that it's much superior to what we have seen from Twitter. Also, a 30-year-old man named Michael Lloyd has admitted to robbing a bank in Missouri earlier this year after he handed a teller a note that said, "Give your money now. Don't say anything. I have a partner outside." So the teller followed the order. Lloyd got away with $754. So the note was written with a pink highlighter on the back of his birth certificate. The note that he handed to the teller was his birth certificate. And it turns out he couldn't claim he was somewhere else while somebody took my birth certificate, because it turns out he was on an active ankle monitor at the time relating to another case. So authorities had absolutely no trouble seeing where he was at the time. Lloyd told police he got in a fight with his lover and that he'd robbed the bank to prove a point. We don't know what the point was. I don't know that it would make any sense. He's looking at a maximum sentence of up to 20 years in prison, $250,000 fine for a robbery note written on the back of his birth certificate. Thanksgiving, of course, coming up this Thursday. Man in New Hampshire facing charges after he illegally hunted a wild turkey by shooting at it from his car with a 9mm. Now, New Hampshire has two turkey hunting seasons, one for shotguns, that's in October, and one for archery that's going on right now. But it is never legal to use a handgun, definitely not while driving down the road. Police got a tip that he'd shot the turkey by reaching out his car window. He was also within 300 feet of a home, fired across a road, which means there are even more charges for it. He's facing multiple charges for poaching as a result of shooting the turkey. Now, speaking of turkey, there are tips that if you are, well, hopefully you're headed to events with family and friends for this Thanksgiving holiday. Five tips for transporting Thanksgiving food. You may wish to freeze food that's delicate and then leave in time to make sure that it can fully thaw out. So things like pumpkin pie, freeze well, and then it won't melt in the car while you're driving. If it's a long drive, use a cooler, especially for things that can spoil. More than 2 hours at room temperature increases your chances of food poisoning. You can use bungee cords to keep lids on. So if you got like a crock pot, oh, you don't want a crock pot to spill. Take it from me. Take it from me. And learn the hard way. A bungee cord across the top of that will help keep the lid down if you hit a bump. You can use a yoga mat if you're worried about stuff sliding around in your trunk. So put down something with a grippy, non-slip surface underneath it. Yoga mats work really well. And they say never partially cook a turkey. Don't start it in one oven, then drive somewhere, finish it in another oven. They say that's a great way to make everyone sick. So some tips to keep in mind this Thanksgiving holiday. Few good news stories that I wanted to share with you this morning. 10-year-old girl in Missouri named Miracle called 911 last month when her mom went into labor 3 weeks early, and she helped deliver the baby herself. Now she says she might want to be a doctor when she grows up. Her baby sister, by the way, Jayla is her name, is doing great. And then there is a stories like this always touch my heart. This was a teenage kid from Albuquerque. He found a stash of cash that was sitting behind a Wells Fargo ATM. And so he found the cash. It was $135,000 that he found. So 19-year-old Jose Nunez Romanez of Albuquerque, New Mexico, in the right place at the right time. He was only supposed to buy a pair of socks for his grandfather, and he went to the ATM to withdraw the money. That's when he noticed a clear bag of money right beside the ATM. So other people may have considered running away with the cash, but there was no one around at the time, so he could have taken it, and instead he called the number on the ATM to report what he found. And the next thing he did was called the police. According to Jose, at that moment, he was just thinking about his parents, especially his mother, and what she would do when she saw him with all that money. And he said he could bet all that money that his mother would hit him with her flip-flops. So he turned it in and reported the money. And those are the stories trending this morning in Bell's News Gallery.